Future sound of chill with Area 54.
We'll be right back. right, chasing cocaine to the back rooms of the world all night. Wasting your days, chasing some girls, all right, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night.
Sound.
Thank you. Hi, you're listening to Area 54. This must be a new band, huh, Tim?
It is. Is it? But, you know, we know the album name so well. I just named it twice.
You named it twice because you like the album.
I guess so.
Tim meant to write down Hooverphonic, but he's the president of the LSD Golf Club.
They are, though.
They are, huh?
I guess so.
The song was called Stranger. We had Yeah's in there. It's the Cosmonaut Gretschko remix of their song Maps. Destroyer with the title song from his latest album, Kaput. Milo with Microbiotic. And Nikki the Dove from Sweden.
Started everything off
with a song called Mother Project.
You know, Nikki and the Dove did sign to an American label. They're on Sub Pop. Sub Pop's been picking up some pretty darn good artists lately. And Nikki and the Dove, just one of them. You know, that Milo song is actually not macrobiotic like I spelled it. It's actually Macrobiotic. That was a single that he came out with in 2009. You know, Milo, of course, he's just starting to get kind of back into producing music. He produced his last album on his Mac in his bedroom by himself. But the thing that most people don't know about Milo is he was actually dropped out of college. He was at UCLA getting his PhD in philosophy, dropped out to make this album.
He was getting his PhD in philosophy?
Yeah.
That would be boring.
I know. It's amazing. He's probably going, DJ or philosophy?
Write my thesis. I don't know.
I think I'm going to go make some money.
And he made a great album, though.
He did make a great album.
But so did he go back and finish?
No. Not that I know of.
Really? He can always go back to school, right?
I think he just took his money and, you know, sat on a beach, had boat drinks.
I doubt he made that much money off that album.
Maybe not. He probably paid a lot of royalties, but he got himself
kind of
a lot of fame.
A niche, a sound that he had.
Yeah, you do something like that, and then you just get all the DJ gigs and, you know, make a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's
true. You make money doing remixes and so forth.
That's for sure.
Speaking of DJ gigs, we've got Darude coming to the Roseland on the 9th of July, next weekend. And guess what? We've got tons of tickets for that show.
Let's give them away.
What do you want to do?
Let's do a concert ticket giveaway like we always do. An easy one. And we're going to do it to Area 54. It's Mike at Area54.com. The first three people that email Mike get tickets to Darude. First three.
That email Tim at Area 54 get tickets as well.
Okay, we're going to give away a lot of tickets
to Darude. Mine are going to be a pair of tickets. Tim's will be single ones.
Okay. I'm not going to be very
nice.
Well,
we got some tickets to give away to that show. And you know, and then the next time we'll say, you know, you know, the pop quiz question, like, what was Darude's biggest hit? No, wait a second. What was Darude's only hit?
Okay. That's going to be number 7.
What did they always play at the Blazers?
Okay.
It'll be an easy one.
We're not going to give that one away.
Anyway, just email us, Tim or Mike at area54.com. You want tickets for that show?
We'll
hook
you
up. It's at the Roseland next weekend. It'll be a fun show. It's nice. Saturdays. Perfect.
Yeah, definitely. Darude. All right. So more music coming up. We're going to play a song up next by Sneaky Sound System. It's Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you.